Volume 2, Part 4 of Legendland by Varius, as retold by Leoness. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Alan Davis Drake. The Demon Who Helped Drake. All the demons of whom the old folks tell in the West Country were not evil spirits. Some, like that one who helped Sir Francis Drake, worked good magic for the benefit of those to whom they attached themselves. To Drake's demon a number of good deeds were attributed. One story they tell of him is of those days when the news of the fitting out of the mighty Spanish Armada had caused a thrill of apprehension to sweep through the country. The danger that threatened was very great, and Drake, like all those who were charged with the safeguarding of our shores, was vastly worried, although he kept his worries to himself. And one day, as the story goes, the great admiral was sitting, weighed down with anxiety, making and remaking his plans on Devil's Point, a promontory that runs out into Plymouth Sound. As he was thinking, almost unconsciously, he began whittling a stick. How, he wondered, could he find enough ships to combat the enormous force the King of Spain was sending against him? Looking up from his reverie, at length, across the sound, he started in happy surprise, for floating quite close to the shore he saw a number of well-armed gunboats, each chip he had cut from the stick having been so transformed by the magic of his friendly demon. Later, when Drake had achieved his great victory over the Spaniards, Queen Elizabeth gave him Buckland Abbey. When he took possession, the legend goes, there was great need for stables and outhouses, and building work was set in train at once. After his first night there, one of Drake's servants was amazed to find how much building had been done, and feeling that something unusual must be going on during the hours of darkness, he secreted himself in a tree at dusk the next evening to see what happened. There he fell asleep, but towards midnight he was awakened by the tramp of animals and the creaking of wheels. Looking down, he saw several ox-teams approaching, each dragging a wagon filled with building materials and led by a weird spectre form. As the first team passed by, the spectre, urging the weary beasts on, plucked from the earth the tree in which the servant was hiding, in order to beat them. The unfortunate servant was cast to the ground, and picking himself up, ran in terror to the house. His violent fall injured him seriously, and they say that the fright made him half-witted for the rest of his life. Still, he recovered sufficiently to tell others of what he had seen, and to explain the mystery of the miraculous speed with which Buckland Abbey's outbuildings were constructed. Buckland Abbey lies between Plymouth and Tavistock, close to the banks of the pretty River Tavy. Drake built his house there on the site of a 13th-century abbey, some remains of which are still to be found. Preserved in Buckland Abbey is Drake's drum, the beating of which in time of national danger would, so they say, bring the great Elizabethan sailor back from his ocean grave by the Spanish main to fight once more for his country. Plymouth, the port with which Drake is so closely associated, is a town brimful of interest, magnificently situated on high ground overlooking the sea. From famous Plymouth Hoe, the scene of the historic game of bowls, a view of unequaled charm may be obtained. Out at sea, Eddystone Lighthouse is seen, and east and west the rugged shores of the Sound, always alive with shipping, meet the eye. And although Plymouth is over 226 miles from London, it is the first stopping place of the famous Cornish Riviera Express, which leaves Paddington each week morning at 10:30 and arrives at Plymouth only 4 hours and 7 minutes later. End of The Demon Who Helped Drake. This recording is in the public domain.